Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. On today's In Focus, we visit a local farm with a unique mission, and that is to save Newfoundland ponies from extinction. Corrine and Wayne Jordan of Willow Creek Stables near Perth provide the only rescue of its kind in Canada. It's a pleasure to welcome Corrine Jordan. Hi, Corrine.
Hi, Linda. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, no problem. Newfoundland ponies, who knew? How did you first learn about them?
Oh, actually, my first Newfoundland pony more or less just fell in my lap, honestly. And once I acquired him, I went on a quest to try to find any of his offspring, and then that just led me down to a really big rabbit hole.
So, what is their history, and why has their survival been threatened?
Well, so they evolved from ponies that the settlers brought with them from the British Isles sometime in the 1600s. They're primarily Exmoor, Dartmoor, New Forest ponies, and to a lesser extent, Welsh ponies and Galloway ponies. So these ponies, isolated from the rest of the world, intermingled for hundreds of years, breeding in the secluded coves of Newfoundland to produce this sturdy pony that was unique to its own. And these ponies in the past, they plowed gardens, they hauled fish nets, woods, kelp, and they provided their families with transportation, often the central piece of many weddings. You know, a pony would proudly bring the bride by carriage to the church. But the later part of the 20th century has not been kind to the Newfoundland pony. So, while once a necessity for rural and outport families, increased modernization has made the Newfoundland pony obsolete. So, from an estimated population of about 12,000 ponies in 1970, their numbers dropped to further than 100 or less than 100 by 1980. And the population declined rapidly due to a number of factors. So, machinery took over the jobs of the ponies. Municipal bylaws were enacted that basically put a limit on breeding and eliminated open pasturing through no roaming laws. And owners were encouraged to have the stallions gelded. And unfortunately, thousands of ponies were sold to meat processing plants in Quebec, which sold the meat to Belgium and France for human consumption. So this exceptional animal that for over 400 years had helped Newfoundlanders secure a place in the New World almost disappeared. But I do want to make it really clear that Newfoundlanders love their ponies, and that the bylaws enacted more or less made it impossible for people to keep ponies. Newfoundland's a rock, so very little pasture land. And so when these bylaws were enacted saying that the ponies couldn't roam the island freely anymore, you know, what little bit of pasture land you had, you now had to house your pony in. So you had no winter hay supply. And that meant that you had to bring in hay from Nova Scotia, which most people couldn't afford to do. So unfortunately, the meat buyers that combed the island and took ponies off by the thousands is where most of them ended up.
Oh, that's a shame. Now, are there many left on Newfoundland?
No, it's a little bit like it's a little bit like Newfoundland for people as well. There's more Newfoundlanders living in Ontario than there are Newfoundland,
okay.
And the same with the ponies.
Right.
Yeah.
Where else are they found in Canada?
So really pretty much across the country now. So our little farm here in Tay Valley actually has the largest population of Newfoundland ponies anywhere in the world.
Oh, really?
Like one big herd. But there are several breeders, you know, Nova Scotia, there's a few breeders in Newfoundland, Prince Edward Island, there are ponies in Saskatchewan, in Alberta, a few in BC still, and then there are some in the U.S., but there's quite a few in Ontario.
Corrine, describe the characteristics of these ponies. You know, I'm just wondering, how unique are they and how different are they from other ponies?
Well, that's a big one.
Okay.
So the Newfoundland pony is really known for his strength and his courage, his intelligence, obedience, and common sense, and all that kind of stuff. He's an easy keeper, you know, and a real Canadian treasure. So they do range in size from 11 hands to 14, to weighing anyway from 400 to 900 pounds. But what makes them unique is that they are a landrace breed. And a landrace is a locally adapted traditional variety of species that has developed over time through adaptation to its natural and cultural environment, usually due to isolation from other breeds. So they have some really unique physical characteristics. So, for example, they have hooded eyes and a low-set tail. These things help ice and snow slide off of them. They've got really short, furry ears that help protect them against black flies and frostbite. And they've got these little narrow chests and these legs that almost touch at the front. And that keeps them compact and warm, but it also makes them really agile, so they're really able to negotiate a rocky surface. And they've got great hard flint hooves, making them really sure-footed. So they're really built for the harsh Atlantic climate. And the Newfoundland ponies were never penned or corralled or kept in little barns. They were allowed to wander around and graze, and they found shelter whenever they needed it. So whenever the ponies weren't being worked, they were more or less just fending for themselves. But what's really important is what's inside that pony.
What do you mean by that now?
Sorry?
What do you mean by that now?
Well, so these ponies are really famous for their temperament.
Okay.
So they're friendly, they're trusting, but they're more like a dog in personality. So when it comes to horses being flight creatures, they're really reactive. These guys actually think before they react. They don't typically spook, and they're really curious. And I mean, curious to the point that they're downright nosy. You cannot get anything done at the farm without a pony being somewhat involved. And then the other amazing characteristic about them is that they have no genetic defects, which means that they don't have any inheritable diseases, and I am unaware of any other horse breed in the entire world that can claim that.
You know, that's incredible, isn't it?
It is.
You know, maybe we can use them to study, you know, our own health. Could we?
Well, you know what, though? It comes down to the fact that they were isolated on an island for 400 years without humans messing them up. You know, when humans get involved, that's when things get messed up.
Right. And we'd probably have to isolate ourselves, too, to be that healthy, would we?
Probably do, yeah. Yeah.
Why is it so important for you to rescue them?
So this is a lot different than regular horse rescue. So regular horse rescue is, you know, one pony at a time or one horse at a time. That is the case here, but we're saving or attempting to save an entire breed. So, you know, there is only about 250 Newfoundland ponies left of breeding age and a total population of maybe 400 ponies. So, you know, the other 150 being maybe geldings and ponies that are past breeding age. So we really need to be careful where these ponies are placed. We have to make sure that these ponies that are breedable ponies, that they go to good breeding homes, and that it's important that each pony replace his or her footprint on this earth at least once, if not two or three or four times. Because as it stands right now, the Newfoundland pony is an aging population. So more ponies are dying of old age than are being born each year.
Really? So now, how many ponies would you have at your farm?
Right now, there are 22, I believe. It's always it's an open door. Like, oh my gosh, it's revolving all the time. So but we have two pregnant mares right now as well. So we're expecting a couple of foals in July. And we'll be bringing in a stallion here in a couple weeks, and we'll be breeding a couple of mares. So we do tend to try to breed here as well
Okay.
every year, which
that
is
was
a challenge in itself.
Yeah. I was going to ask that question. Do you breed them? And if you do, what do you do with them all? Do you give them away or what?
All right. So breeding is a very, very difficult thing because we don't want to try to make the same pony over and over again. So in order to diversify our bloodlines, you know, we're having to try to borrow ponies from other breeders. So, like, for example, last year we trucked in a pony from Nova Scotia. It's actually cheaper for us to transport the pony from Nova Scotia to here and back again, have him breed three or four mares for us, than one shot of artificial insemination.
Okay.
So to diversify bloodlines, we have to work with other breeders and other provinces to try to really, you know, get the ponies out there. So, yes, we try to... So any pony that comes in as a rescue, that's a breedable pony. We do try to rehome to a good breeding home. If we get a rescue stallion in and his bloodlines are something we don't have that matches our mares, we'll absolutely breed him and then rehome him. So our rescue program is a little different than a regular rescue, too, because we don't charge an adoption fee. But what we do is maintain right of first refusal. So if it doesn't work out between the pony and the people who have adopted it, then the pony is simply returned to us.
Right.
So they kind of stay under the umbrella of our care all the time. But the people who agree to adopt from us that have breedable ponies, I mean, that is part of the contract.
Okay. Now, do they make good pets? And can you ride them? And
yeah, so they do it all. They are 100% amazing, wow, best ponies ever. Not that I'm biased, but so yes, they make amazing companions. Many of them are just short of horse size. Like I have one out here that's 14.2 hands. So I mean he's practically a horse.
Right.
So
that sounds quite large.
Quite large. Yeah. So both my husband and I have ridden and can ride our Newfoundland ponies. Obviously, the smaller ones not. But they make great cart ponies. So they'll pull carts and things like that. They're great therapy
nice
animals. They're an all-purpose pony.
Is there a pony society?
There is. So the Newfoundland Pony Society was formed about 40 years ago when the massive decline of ponies occurred. And so, yeah, I would encourage people for more information on the breed and even how to get involved further to check out the Newfoundland Pony Society website. So they hold the official registry of the Newfoundland ponies. And that so each pony that we breed and each pony that comes in, if we're not sure of their identity, we DNA test them. And that's how we can confirm the fact that they are pure Newfoundland ponies and so that we're not doing anything to mix up the genetics, that we are breeding 100% pure Newfoundland pony with 100% pure Newfoundland pony.
My goodness, it sounds like you know an awful lot about this whole thing as far as breeding and bloodlines and everything else is concerned. Is this just a work in progress that you've learned this over the years?
Yeah, actually, it really is. I mean, at the point of Wayne and I bringing home our first rescue, we did have our own Newfoundland ponies, and so our first rescue was Rusty 349. So, you know, in my investigation of tracing back the history of my own pony, I found out that there was this one particular pony that had no living offspring. And we ended up getting this phone call just out of the blue that was more or less an ultimatum saying, you have 24 hours to pick up this horse, is going to be put down. He's 29 years old and he's in really bad shape, but there's the off chance that we might get a foal out of him. So we decide, yeah, we're going to go rescue this pony. And this is kind of what opened the door and got everything started here, is bringing home this little 29-year-old toothless guy. And we put a whole bunch of weight on him, and he had a lot of girlfriends, and he had a really great life.
It sounds like it. It sounds like you're having an awful lot of fun there.
You know what? We are. And I have to say, this is not just a Wayne and Corrine thing. This is this is a community thing. So we're so grateful for, the Byrne family that is here to help us. They support us. If we need to go get rescues, they're on board, and you know, they're going halfway across the province or halfway across the country with us to go get these ponies. You know, they're giving up their long weekends for our awareness events. But not just within our own little group at the farm here, but Algonquin College Perth Campus, for example, the wood shop, they give us their shavings. So that goes in the stalls for the seniors. Foodsmiths, for example, last month we were their Bring Your Own Bag charity, so they donate, I believe it's 5 cents for everybody who comes in and brings their own shopping bag. Even our local veterinarian clinic has worked with the drug manufacturers to secure vaccines for our rescue ponies. So this is not a Wayne and Crane thing. This is a whole community thing, and we are so grateful. You know, we're grateful for you guys for giving us the opportunity to create awareness for this breed, but just the community in whole and the way that they come out and support us. So we, at the farm, you know, we offer open farm day events, so we open the farm up and get visitors in, and usually that draws 300 or 400 people in each year. But we do barn visits, so if any of the listeners are interested in coming out and meeting the ponies and getting more information on them, they can message us through Facebook, our email address, phone number, and obviously Messenger are ways to be able to communicate with us to set those things up. We do pony parties, you know, family events, gatherings, even workplace team building type of activities here. So, you know, and then in the same token, we do try to give back a little bit too. So we brought ponies to the local retirement homes and group homes during COVID, and we were offering frontline workers pony therapy during COVID. So it's really become a big community thing, and we're super thankful for all of that support.
You know, that's really incredible, and a lot of our listeners, including myself, I was really unaware of what you're doing out there at Willow Creek Stables. My goodness, this is a big thing.
It's become a big thing. Yeah. So in the last 5 years, this small little family farm has been involved with rescuing and rehoming 76 equine. And then there are there's like a total, we do have a problem with the word no. So there are a few stranglers here that aren't Newfoundland ponies. So there are, I think, a total of close to 30 equine on the property right now.
That's incredible. You've answered all my questions. I was going to say, do you encourage visits to your stables? But you've answered all that. So,
yes, we do, and we really do encourage that. It's a great educational experience. So even field trips. We do have a field trip coming up with a group from St. Luke's that we're really looking forward to. So there's lots and lots of opportunities for people to get involved with the ponies here, and we really encourage people to reach out to us.
Super.
And we'd love to welcome you to the farm.
Oh, that's great, Corinne. What is the best way, if you could just repeat that again, how people can find you then if they're interested in coming out for a visit?
So right now I don't have a website launched. I'm on the process of trying to get that done.
Okay.
So we do have a Facebook page. It is the easiest way to follow us. But I can just rhyme off our phone number, which is 613-267-5123 or 613-464-1571. But Facebook, Messenger, all the phone numbers and email address are all there.
That's good. And just a Newfoundland pony.
It's Willow Creek Stables.
I'm sorry, yes. Yes, and if they want to learn more about them, go to the Newfoundland Pony Society or something like that. Google that. And
yes, Newfoundland Pony Society is your best bet for information for sure on the pony.
Okay.
Yep.
Gee, this has been really interesting, and good luck with everything you're doing there. It must be a lot of work looking after all those horses and all those ponies, I should say, do you ever need more funding or to keep things going? I mean,
so yeah, it's a lot, actually. It really is a lot. And we do honestly count on community support to do what we're doing, for sure. Pony parties are always, like birthday parties here are always a great way for us to, you know, help support our vet expenses. Most people, when they come out for a barn visit, it's an option, but you know, many people will leave donations, but we want it to be open and inclusive, so it's what people are comfortable with. You know, there's no fixed fee for a barn visit. You know, it's just I want awareness as well as, mm-hmm. you know, to get people to fall in love with this breed. And hopefully everybody in Perth will have one in their backyard someday. That's the goal. We want to get them off the critically endangered list. That okay. is the goal.
Sounds good, Corinne. And thank you so much for this. It's been really fun and very interesting.
Thank you so much, Linda. We really, really appreciate this opportunity.
You're very welcome. I'm just going to repeat your phone number again. I have it here. It's 613-267-5123. If
That's
you
correct.
Want to call Corinne or Wayne and book an appointment to, so you can go out and see the ponies. Thanks again, Corinne. Thanks very much.
Linda.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. My guest is Corinne Jordan, Newfoundland pony rescuer at Willow Creek Stables near Perth. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.